This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three shots may be the new requirement for Coloradans to be considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Colorado Governor Jared Polis spoke on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday.
That's certainly where it's headed. I wish they'd stop talking about it as a booster. It really is a three-dose vaccine, and every piece of data that we're seeing shows that that's the case.
Currently, most healthcare workers and state employees must be fully vaccinated or take two COVID-19 tests. A state grand jury has indicted a Colorado company for false advertising of a COVID-19 cleaning product. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The indictment says the company Microforce advertised and sold a cleaning spray they said could bond to surfaces and kill the coronavirus. The company's advertising said its spray could provide long-term disinfection of up to 90 days. Many cleaners can kill the virus, but don't provide long-term disinfection. The Attorney General's office says Microforce sold around $250,000 of its misleading spray to a wide variety of Colorado organizations. It's charged the company and its founders with theft. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Labor demand in Colorado is up, but the people looking for jobs don't have the necessary skills. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The state hopes to bridge the talent gap through apprenticeships and other reskill or upskill programs. Workforce development analyst Caitlin McKenney says most top jobs still require a four-year degree, but there's a new trend.
We're also seeing an increased demand for individuals with shorter-term, non-degree credentials across top jobs.
Especially in healthcare and technical jobs. Demand is strong for behavioral health counselors, teachers, healthcare workers, computer professionals, and drivers. More information on scholarships for the skills programs can be found at mycoloradojourney.com. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche could be back on TV in Colorado. The cable company Comcast and Altitude Sports are talking again after a court appearance last week. Their disagreement has kept the Avs and Nuggets off of cable for more than 2 years. This is CPR News.